Thank you for tuning in to Chapter 3 of the Elk and Arrow campaign, The Emerald Sky.
Woo!
We pulled in to the castle, and everyone is kind of on edge, had some heart-to-hearts, and a airsick halfling is coming too. You wake up in your womb. Your room. You wake up in the womb. You're a baby again. It's a flashback.
Here we go.
Garg wakes up in a room that he doesn't really recognize, and Jarvis walks by and he looks in. Oh, you're awake. How are you feeling?
Okay. This is the last time I drink before I fly. Who are you?
I work on this airship. Your friends are out in the main corridor. They said that you don't do well in the air. I'm just checking on you. We landed. We're at the Isle of Giants now.
Oh. Sorry. I must be still waking up. We're here?
Yes, if you look out your window...
I missed the whole trip!
If you look out the window, sir, we are over 1,000 feet in the air.
Okay. I'll take that as a... What's it called? The Constellation Prize. Okay.
Walks over to the window to take a peek. And what does he peek?
You see clouds, and you also see fire giants patrolling the air on top of what is called a nightmare, a flaming black horse with manes and tails of flames flying and patrolling the air. You can also catch a glimpse of the Emerald Castle as you see cloud giants kind of posted on the corners on patrol.
And how big is this in relation to me?
Oh, it is huge. It's huge. Yeah. It's a city in the sky, essentially.
For giants.
Yeah. All my belongings, I still got. Mm-hmm. I got some of my things.
Yeah, they're probably in a chest next to the bed. You know, they probably stripped you down to just your shirt and pants.
I'm not having a fever.
Gave you a sponge bath.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Very thorough.
Do I feel like there's a few layers of dirt that are gone that should be there?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're too clean.
I'm a little too clean, so. Okay. Yeah. Okay, Garga, you see my friends down the hall?
Yes. Yeah. Out to the left. And Jarvis just keeps heading down the hallway.
Oh, darn it.
Toward the cargo.
I was about to say, like, if I walked past him, I probably would have went to the right.
Oh, yeah.
You have to say your other right.
Yeah, your other right.
So, collecting my belongings. I'm just in a standard room. Mm-hmm. Nothing to notice. No, like, big portrait of the big baddie I gotta be keeping an eye out for.
No.
That's unfortunate.
No. It is a very fancy room, though.
Oh, well, yeah. That's good.
You missed out on... 2 nights on a luxury air yacht, so.
Yeah.
He would have crashed it.
He would have crashed it.
I was about to say, they're serving, like, cocktails. I probably would have been trying to, like, eat the whole thing.
There's alcohol.
And cake.
Lots of cake.
So much cake. I would have popped
various
out of the cake.
Kinds of cake.
I am Zagag that the cake must be outside of.
It's good to be back. Yeah. Missed y'all. All right. I venture out of my room after collecting my belongings and head to the left.
So you walk in through double doors. It's a general seating area. You see a bar to the right. You see another human gentleman and a couple other hosts and hostess helping him out. And if the rest of the party isn't in their chamber, they would be out there in the sitting area.
Now, I'm still in regular clothes and with a longsword on my back.
Yeah.
How are people reacting to what is, in their eyes, presumably a slave and Garg walking around, presumably not aware that he is a slave?
So,
i.e., confident.
So the staff members are kind of a neutral party, and your group has kind of allotted to using you as a bargain chip. Whether or not you know that yet is another story. Mm-hmm. But Jarvis treated you as normal, and that's what he's been told to do.
Good Garker.
What's everyone else doing right now?
What time was it?
I believe it was...
Probably drinking.
It was like, you know, 4 or 5. It was kind of going towards evening time.
Are we picking up right as we left off the last episode with Zediak and Dutch having their conversation? And
yeah, so you guys had just come off of that conversation.
Okay. And, I didn't know if we'd like jump time a little bit or if...
No.
Okay.
No. And as far as you know, just as a recap and a reminder, you guys have docked for a pickup that isn't ready yet. So the ship is just sitting there ready for a pickup, and you guys are kind of figuring out how you want to make way into the castle.
I'm looking around, seeing what people are here.
Yeah,
so... See if I recognize anything. Anyone? Do I see any other slaves?
Nope.
Do we see him?
You do see him. Kind of walk out with his sword, just kind of...
Leans in the idiot. Do you have any rope?
I do. I reach into the bag of holding, I hand Dutch the rope.
Hey, buddy, how's it going? You look like pretty well there. You want a drink?
He smells his armpits.
I good. I don't understand what the smell of your armpits have anything to do with a drink or anything. Oh,
I once, you know.
No.
No. I want, you know.
Come on. We had to catch you up on some things.
Oh, for drinks?
Yes, there's been a lot.
I'm also feeling like, and I turn to the bar. You got like pie?
As he turns to the bar, he'll just take his arms, start tying them back.
We have cake. I guess Mr. Dutch is gonna feed it to you.
As he's trying to get ropes on me, I would ask for dexterity save, if anything. I'm not trying to resist, but I kind of feel like it'd be kind of like if somebody's like
an acrobatics check.
Like if somebody's playing with you and I'm like, oh, stop.
Yeah.
He's giggling.
Oh, I didn't know you were next to me this way.
Yeah, Dutch has to get on his knees to tie you.
I mean, kind of.
Yeah. So it was a dex save or a dex roll?
Well, I mean, does that make sense?
I want him to do an acrobatics.
Oh, acrobatics?
Well, it'd be acrobatics versus athletics or something like that.
Yeah.
It's with advantage.
Grapple check.
But with these dice, who knows?
Yeah, just use last strength.
Yeah, who knows?
It's advantage, right?
Yeah. Or, yeah, so.
Wow.
And the streak continues.
Wow.
A 5, then a 4, plus a dexterity pretty good. Gives me 7.
I have hope.
Yeah, you're
14.
Good.
Yeah.
I get the little buddy.
Bonuses is athletics. So I was like, oh.
For those of you who are interested, we are available on Patreon, and any funds may or may not go towards the purchase of new dice for Christopher Robbins.
Probably loaded dice.
Yeah. Patreon.com/SOH network.
Just calm down. We'll explain it in a minute. We'll still get you that pie. It's okay, buddy. Someone give me a dang cloth. Anyone? It's all right, cool. Once I tie his
napkin. Help! I'm a small child.
Help!
Garg. I think you're older than I am.
Shh. This guy's getting frisky, and you know what? I like that.
I'm gonna put the cloth over his mouth. Why didn't you guys do this sooner?
I'm shaking violently.
Is it,
Cornelius walks up to you.
You're next.
The cake, sir.
Yeah, what about it?
I was going to give the little one cake.
Well, he's a slave, right? Slaves don't eat cakes.
He just doesn't say anything. He turns around and walks.
I'll pipe in at this point and be like, Dutch, you didn't explain to him that he's a slave yet.
That's why I'm tying him up, so we can't explain to him, so he can listen to us before objecting anything.
I attempt to make a
then
cake.
We'll untie it and let him speak.
Okay.
I feel like maybe there was a different order this could have been done in. Say,
probably a better way to do this in order operations. You know,
what's done is done.
Is
this fair? You only bound the arms.
And I put the thing over your mouth.
You only bound the arm. Yeah. There we go. Thank you. Are my feet on the ground?
Yeah, you are.
I'm holding on.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm
just trying to run away.
What do you want to try?
I'm going to try to run away.
Yeah, I'm holding on to him.
Yeah, okay. So it'd be a strength check.
I think
check
now. That's a strength versus my strength.
Yeah, strength
versus strength. He's pretty strong, though. You're going to be.
Deceptively.
I'm going to pull out. He's a fast one. Prepare to get hold of him.
I pull out my loot and I start playing Yakety Sax.
Natural 20?
No.
Oh.
Basically, 21.
Nice.
You need a natural 20.
You break free.
Yeah. Yay.
Stop that little rascal.
Garg's like,
get him.
I'm going down the hallway.
He's like the.
I'm not Jarvis. Jarvis. What? Stop him.
What?
You do know the beauty of this, though, is I only can run 25 feet.
You can run 30.
And I'm going to run 30.
You will catch up.
Just run in front of him.
Zediak, maybe we should go stand by the door. There's really only the one way out, right?
I mean...
Well, one way out unless he jumps off the ship, so yeah.
He can't reach windows. He's not tall enough to get to the windows with his hands tied up.
I'm at the door the giants came through, but yeah, we'll go under the... Yeah, we'll block the hallway.
Oh, grab him again.
Jarvis just puts his leg out and trips.
Hold on. We'll get you that cake. Just calm down, buddy. Calm down. I'm going to start petting his head. Calm down. There you
soft
go.
Kitty.
In through the nose, out through the nose. You got this. All right. I'm going to pick him up.
This is so undignified.
And place him on a chair.
Okay.
It's about to get so
the chairs are really nice here, though.
Who wants to explain to him?
I think Johnny should explain it to him.
So everyone's sitting down, like, with him. He's just sitting there like a little kid.
Yeah.
Tied up in timeout.
What I was picturing when he was running away is like the toddler, like right after bath time, just runs down the hallway and get, like, guests over.
Just naked. Just
yeah. That's what I was picturing, basically.
Now, Garg, we're all here because we care about you and we want the best for you. And that is why that we have promised to sell you into bondage to the fire giants or cloud giants. Giants riding fire horses.
That's a lot. That's
I
a
believe
lot
they're
wrong.
Made of fire, not clouds.
Whatever. We pretended to be Lord Gresk. You don't know who that is because you are only an initiate to the Faithful Jaegers. We're pretending to do business with the giants.
Mad.
And as an offering of goodwill, we're bringing you along. As kind of like a birthday present. You're actually the key centerpiece to this whole operation. And very important.
And Garg, I know this is sudden, but this is your initiation into the Jaegers, and I'm gonna just pull the cloth down over his mouth. Just it's gonna be okay.
You don't have
out?
To.
Yeah.
You talk now.
I get you on this season.
Ah! You're trying to bite me?
Yes.
You don't have to call me dad if you don't want to.
Was it an unarmed attack?
Improvised attack.
I'm going to assume he's going to miss. It's more of a... Like,
he's just going to bite my breastplate.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. Try it.
Get the natural 20.
Get the jugular. What you get with a nat 20.
Yeah. Okay, sure. I mean, it's his best roll tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, 13. Why? The inconsequential rules.
Unarmed attack is plus your strength.
Just strength, yeah.
Plus your strength.
So 16.
Yeah, it hits.
Yeah. You can gnaw that if you don't. Oh. What is that? D4.
It's a D4 divided D4. By 2.
You get his shoulder.
It's an unarmed attack, so it's just 1.
Yeah.
One damage. Yeah, 1 plus your strength. So it's 4 damage, right?
Yeah. And then, like, as my teeth sink in. So as my teeth sink in.
as I pull down the claw, you just bite my hand.
Yeah. Do you react?
Punch him.
Do you react?
Yeah. Turn me loose.
I'm holding on.
I'll walk over, and we had to do this all the time on the farm. And I'm just gonna stick a finger into his jaw and just start
like a cat, just start putting it down his throat. So that
let go. Let go.
Is this a straight check?
I don't know. I'd be like
my hand versus your jaw. I think
we're trying to gag. It'd be like a constitution save to not gag. I don't. What's happening just right?
Jab his throat. So he like.
Spit it out. Cornelius from behind the bar like speaks up. Is like, can we keep the volume down, please? We are docked, and at any moment they can come on this ship.
What the same hell do you think we're trying to do right now, buddy?
You guys are making a racket,
and you're doing no such help.
What do you want me to do?
Where's the goddamn cake?
I brought it. I don't see it. You turned me down.
I did not turn you down. I was busy. You interrupted me.
It's Jarvis's fault.
Jarvis was doing exactly what he was told.
Get the cake from the back.
This is the reason why I chose you to almost drop out of the window.
I'm going to go get the cake now.
Oh, and yeah. I don't know, DM. How does he react to that? What do you say to that?
Dutch did threaten to kill Cornelius while
throwing him out the plane.
I didn't throw him out. I held onto his shirt as he was dangling out.
It was a very strange test of wills against Zediak and Dutch, and Cornelius was put in the middle of it.
And the DM just was like, you know what? Let's just let this happen. Yeah. Cornelius,
do it, Dark.
Garg, can you let go of my hand, please?
He loosens up so he's not like still in, but he still keeps his mouth just enough on.
Cornelius just walks over and grabs Zediak's hand and puts cake in Garg's mouth, replaces it.
For a second I hesitate and then I go and slowly just. Push Zediak's hands away.
We do have first aid in the back, sir.
Ah, yeah, sure.
Got quite choppers on him.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, you'll find out later.
I'm not into that.
Your hands are still bound.
Dang it. How am I eating? I'm just like smearing my face in.
Cornelius, keep on feeding him like that. I do appreciate it. Now.
It's the first thing you've appreciated.
You want to talk a little about me? Now, Garg, was it? It has nothing to do because it's you. It's because you just weren't here to speak. You know this group. They panic.
Sounds like victim blaming.
We might have to cut that one out.
Cut that out.
Cut it out.
It's not okay. I cannot be on air with that.
Yes, you can.
Trust me.
Hey, you gotta be your best girl.
I hate this just as much as you do. But you weren't here. Process of elimination.
We took a vote. Everybody voted for not themselves. And that left you.
You for some reason, abstained your vote.
Is that what we're calling it? Garg is silent and covered with frosting.
This is the most quiet it's ever been.
Don't worry. We're going to make it so that if you need to slip out of your ropes, you can slip out of your ropes.
Unless everybody else winks.
We're not actually going to sell him.
No, we're not going to sell him. No,
we're not actually going to sell you.
Do you think we can get a good price?
I mean, don't.
Anyway,
focus on me.
He does have good chompers on him.
We need a bargaining chip, and we need to get close to the giants. So if one of us has your weapon on us, we can get it to you. We'll be close to the giants. and we're gonna need your help if we're gonna do this. So we need to get you in close. That's what's important.
I thought you dropped that in the can.
Okay. But next time, one of you gets to be the one tied up and forcibly hung around.
Oh, don't worry. Cal's got next.
Goes by order of height.
Okay, that seems fair.
I like this plan. This is a good plan.
Like, because you're the tallest?
Yes.
Cast polymorph on Zadiac. He's the shortest.
You're going to waste a polymorph spell on me. Okay. I'd probably save from it anyway.
How tall is Zadiac?
Taller than those two.
Just under 6 foot.
All right.
I think Dutch is 6 foot. Maybe. I forget. I wrote it somewhere.
I'm saying with or without the cowboy hat?
With.
He doesn't have a hat right now.
It was a joke.
So what is the room we're in currently?
I thought we were in the dining hall area.
We're in the dining hall of the Zeppelin.
Okay.
Well, it's the first time you're seeing it. So there's like a bar, and there's like a big long table, and there's some little round port windows that are probably a little too tall for you to see through.
You need a box to stand on it.
But
like nice felt chairs that are seating with like glass lamps.
I had like a mixture between the Jetsons and 1950s like diner cart.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's basically what I was picturing.
See, I'm imagining Indiana Jones 3.
Yeah. Last Crusade when they go in the...
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. At this point, Garg is a little frustrated, but calming down as he's kind of like trying to lick at the areas of frosting.
What if I gave you 5 gold?
He stops. You can see him like thinking for a few seconds.
16 idea.
16?
Yeah.
I can't understand his accents. I heard 12. I heard 2.
No, you heard 16.
I heard 2. All right. Well, I'm giving you 5, so the rest could chip in.
I already paid for him initially.
I don't. No, you did.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You did not. Oh. I'm the only one who's offered gold right now.
No, I mean for the tour guide.
Ah, that sucks. I wasn't there.
Well, then it only seems fair that Garg shouldn't tell you any fun facts while we're
you know
here,
what they say.
So, Garg, please keep your fun facts.
Did it happen?
Wow.
Don't tell them the history of the land.
I'd like to try and do that thing where you pull a coin from behind someone's ear. I'll pull a gold out of Garg's ear. Here you go, buddy.
Opens the mouth. No.
I'm going to put it right in your pocket. Just 5. I mean, I see. I'm not even part of this group, and I can tell that this entire group doesn't want to help chip in.
Well, no, I was going to say it doesn't make sense for somebody we're going to be selling to have
gold on. Oh, you're right. I'll take it back.
Actually, that's a good idea, and I'll take the gold and put it back in your ear.
We just take all the money off of Garg right now.
Yeah, Garg, how much money do you have?
It's not going into the party's coffers, which should be handed to Adam.
One of us can carry his stuff.
I'm saying I'll carry his stuff.
67 gold piece.
Okay, I'll put it in the bag of holding.
Long sword.
Cornelius walks back from the kitchen and...
More cake?
No. They have opened the doors across the bridge.
All right. So you got that seeming spell, right?
What?
You know that spell that came really handy that we're kind of relying on right now? And there's, you definitely have it, right?
You know, that seems like a thing you would think I could do. But
I know, because you did it. You did it, like, within, like, I don't know, like an episode's worth of ago.
Seems like a weird fever dream, maybe.
No, I'm pretty sure I remember it.
No, I've never done anything like that.
I think you're done. This is not fun games right now. We kind
of. Zodiac, I think he hit his head.
No.
Did I hit my head?
I hope not.
Cal will bonk you with like his quarterstaff.
Bonk.
Dunk. Just gently.
Yeah, no, I can only make myself look different. I can't make other people look different. What kind of weird magic do you think I'm doing?
We interrupt this program to bring you a special message from Thomas.
Side note, Thomas misunderstood the rules for multiclassing and has been using spells that he has not legally had access to. Because of this, Thomas has had to rework his character, and as such, owes a number of inspiration points back to the DM for shenanigans and intent to act without proper magical authority or something. Criminal mischief, we'll call it.
Now back to your broadcast.
So, how would you... So...
Oh, wow.
You can't do what you did yesterday.
No.
Or earlier. Was it earlier today?
It was earlier today.
Earlier today.
I mean, I can make myself look different.
That's amazing.
I'll, like, blow up my cheeks.
That is fantastic, let me tell you. But we're kind of relying on that.
Well, as long as I can still be Lord Gresk, I think we'll be okay.
They were kind of expecting the whole family.
Well, why would I bring anybody besides myself to do business?
Your brother, who happens to be the other half of the business.
We'll just slap a mustache on you.
I have a mustache.
We'll just take the mustache off.
No, we'll bite your tongue right there.
Mr. Dutch. There might be some crates in the back from past travelers that we aren't using. Some fine linen that might pass as royalty, if you guys would care to go through the cargo.
Also, if worst comes to worst, since I am next in line for the slavery shenaniganery, I could also be disguised as a slave being sold as well.
John, do you have any rope?
I have some rope.
Oh, cool. Well, didn't you
he brought his own rope.
No, I did.
That was the other bald guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Bend over.
Spread your legs. My name's not Ben.
That's our time.
Wait, are we going to try bringing a bonus slave now?
Hey, it looks good. You say you got one and go
under ahead. Promise, over deliver.
There you go.
I think it would look very good if we just say that we found this one hiding in the cargo hold.
Okay. I have an idea. You're Lord Gresk, right?
Yes.
The brother, whatever his name is,
fell off.
No, is doing paperwork here since he was the numbers guy. Zediak, you are a hired man to
be a bodyguard.
Help escort. Did not think this whole plan through because I don't know what I could try to disguise myself.
Or you could just be yourself.
And
you're the other bodyguard.
What? You need two bodyguards.
I have two slaves.
He's an important man.
So I can.
Do you think I'm going to guard a slave myself? No, I brought two men to guard two slaves.
Yeah, that is fair.
Now.
So I have an idea. I can make myself invisible for a time. And Cal, you could like turn yourself into a dog or something.
Yeah, I could do that.
He was a slave, and he was our dog.
Yeah. Well, my point is he could be something smaller that could, I don't know.
Like a tracking dog or something like that,
No, I was thinking smaller, I don't know, be like a squirrel or a mouse and you can hide in Johnny's pocket.
How long do you think this is going to take?
I could keep it up for a few hours.
Someone tells me it's not going to just be a few hours.
I could do a few hours a couple times.
All right. And your visibility?
That'll be for an hour and I can only do that twice, but ideally I can at least try and maybe sneak around a little bit more or not good.
It would make more sense for me to stealth around.
I'm a big fat man.
Well, then you should stealth around.
No, I mean, I do like where you this
having
two bodyguards, you're in a place where you're vulnerable. Makes sense.
Okay, yeah,
and you got slaves too.
And you got slaves.
And they don't like me because I made them slaves.
This sounds stupid coming out of my mouth. Do you think
that's just stupid.
You can talk to them?
To the giants?
Without anyone's help. Because if we're bodyguards, we have no say in this.
Well, I mean, I think I did pretty well earlier today. I just got to do that again, but better.
And okay, we got to rehearse. Where's your wife?
She's in the ship.
Why is she in the ship?
Women have no place in business.
Where's your son, who is trying to learn from you this business?
He would just mess it up.
He would just mess it up. And your brother?
Doing number stuff. He's paperwork.
Paperwork. Okay, why didn't we mention this one?
We just found him.
We just found him.
He was a hideaway.
We just found him.
He ate all the cakes. That's how we found him.
I strongly think that we should do the... try and hide you somewhere.
My seeing eye parrot.
Per each transformation, it usually lasts about 5 hours.
So if we know we're going to be meeting...
Or maybe he's a newt.
Or a newt. Something he could be something. Into a newt. He could be like a pocket newt, and you could just throw him out like a Pokemon.
What the hell is a Pokemon?
It's a pocket monster.
Yeah, it's a pocket monster.
Your call. This is your head honcho right now.
I think the idea where you two are my bodyguards and we have two slaves seems best. The
only thing is, you're also kind of wanted. Don't know if we should...
I suggest we find some beautiful moss and we put it on his head. Moss. Problem solved.
You say moss or a mask?
Moss.
Moss.
More like tree facial hair.
Tree facial... Okay.
I could probably make some.
Actually, what I could also potentially do is I can make it look like Zediak is dead and that we captured him and brought him on too.
Oh.
I'd rather... let's look at the crate and see if there... You can still be a bodyguard. Let's just disguise you up a little bit.
Weren't they offering a prize?
What's our end goal here?
Talk. I don't know.
Exactly. What our end goal getting to these giant brothers, what are we trying to accomplish? Are we going to go in there and kill them? Or are we going to go in there and convince them that they need to leave the city alone and just go away?
Can we potentially start a new business?
By selling one of our...
By perpetuating slavery?
Oh, yes, sorry, Garg.
Well, he's a slave. He doesn't get to speak.
We have half of them.
Just kidding. You're in a very dangerous position.
How much? I mean, look at us. You guys can't even talk. You're doing this. Can't agree. Do you think the brothers be like that too?
That's actually a good point. We could play the brothers against each other.
We know nothing about them.
Do I know something about these brothers in my times of travel?
You want to roll a history check?
No, but I will.
Zediak, are you saying that you and your brother never fought?
15.
Not going to respond to that.
You have heard a little bit about them. Mostly just more of a lore. You're not sure if it's true or not, but you know them to kind of think in unison.
Do I know?
You know that they are triplets.
Do I know their names?
Oh, if they're triplets, we're screwed. I have twin brothers. They're like psychic with each other.
Yeah, so Trag, Fel, and Snooze.
Well, we know which one to go after.
Trag.
Yeah.
All right. So Trag, Fel, and Snooze, we need to make sure we're approaching them that we know their names. Kind of awkward if we're doing it. What I know is that they kind of all think alike, so that might be pretty hard to divide them. But if we were able to do that, awesome. And we're relying heavily on you, John. Again, that sounds more stupid kind of now, but we're relying heavily on your able to talk.
Johnny's good at talking. My concern is if our end goal is to save the city.
We did make a promise.
And going into this, I'm pretty sure we're going to have to cut the head off the snake.
I think maybe we should try and find Estella and get her to help us with this.
If you guys mentioned that she was coming up here. Mm-hmm. It's a possibility she's up here.
Yeah, but none of us know why she came up here.
She did.
Well, we know why she came up here to find her dad, I think.
Hmm. But says that she has her heads in the cloud.
And that's why you're a slave.
Garg, just so you know, when we're in there and you say things like that, we will have to hit you.
Oh, he'll be gagged.
We'll probably still hit you.
Huh?
I'll make it look real. Because it'll be real.
I'm a method actor.
I mean, we can try and find Estella. That's not a bad idea. But we don't know where she is, and this is a big place.
Oh, I just thought of something. You could become something very, very small, right? You could do some snooping.
Yeah. Good. Actually, I just thought of something. Dutch, do you know who it is that's been putting the bounty out on us?
Yeah, it's some guy from the Feywild.
So, maybe these brothers might not actually care who we are.
But they care, probably care about the bounty.
But if we're looking for Estella, maybe we shouldn't mention that we're looking for Estella.
I didn't know we were actually going to mention that.
But maybe we should mention we're looking for Twilight. Maybe we'll ask for Twilight and get Estella.
They're twins. They kind of look alike.
Well, yeah, but maybe if we don't mention Estella, they maybe won't recognize.
Let's just not mention their names at all.
Okay.
If we see them, cooperate with them then.
So we're going back to not saying the E word?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, so back to my original point was that if I'm wanted and I can't change my appearance to hide that much, we are going into this meeting with the intention of turning it into a fight, potentially, or are we going to try and go to this meeting?
Mr. Zediak, like I said, there are boxes and boxes of old luggage that wasn't taken from the ship. Possibly you could have something of use in those chests, such as different wardrobe.
Yes, I'm sure there's maybe a toupee or something in there.
Something that you can use.
No, but Zediak, you have a good point. Are we going in there and we're going to fight, or are we just going to talk?
Because
I could keep an alert up just in case. So if they do try to ambush us, I will know.
Well, I'm not concerned so much about an ambush. What I'm concerned about is when we finally get to the brothers, what is our goal? Our goal is to
liberate
the city. Yeah. They're not just gonna leave.
No, this is our home, but we can make a deal to
have them release all their slaves and stop what they were doing and then lose their entire base of what
if we just take the whole Isle of Giants and move it somewhere else? It?
Okay. Can you do that?
Where does he live again?
He lives
in the Feywild.
Fort Kresk.
He can give them his property.
That is a wonderful idea.
No, it's not. It transfers.
We're freeing the city, and we're sending the problem somewhere else.
You're putting the dishes on the other side of the sink.
Your wife's not listening, is she? Because you're in trouble now.
She doesn't know I'm interested now.
That was me that said that.
That's okay. This will come out weak. She'll probably forget.
She won't forget.
Nobody knows who you're looking at. You could be talking to anybody's wife.
Ian.
Stop.
Anyway.
You hear that, Liz?
Don't drag me into this. Yeah.
No.
We're dragging into everything.
Definitely think that to achieve our goal, we're going to have to go in there looking for a fight. And if we can be the ones to take initiative on that.
Do you, Zediak, know anything about the Isle of Giants?
I know that we're in an island floating in the sky full of giants.
We are, as the elves say.
This is a 7-story castle.
I didn't say it was going to be easy.
Are those halfling stories?
Now,
or,
the reason I bring this up is because we might have a better option if we call a meeting and fight all three of them at the same time. That's a tall order, literally. If we can separate them, we might have a better chance, but then we have to go after them three separate times.
Or we have to split.
Or we have to split, and I'm
and then not, what are we going to do?
Not keen on taking...
If we're going to fight, we definitely should find Twilight and Estella.
I agree.
So what if we win, though? Do we just barricade ourselves inside the castle and let them come at us? Do we think this whole operation falls apart because they die?
Jarvis? Do you know what magics might be holding the castle up in the sky?
Not a clue.
Not a clue.
Maybe we should go into this meeting and request a tour of the castle and of the isle and see if we can find that out. Maybe as before we begin our business, express curiosity about the Isle of Giants and hope that we can get a look at how this island is floating.
It's not a bad idea, but...
And then maybe somebody who knows a thing or two about magic can unmagic it.
That would be you. Then and maybe... and Johnny, I'm sorry, your term unmagic it does not instill me with a lot of confidence.
What are you going to do?
The proper term of us hill folk would be dispel magic.
Yeah, see? Cal could do it.
Okay, okay.
Right, Cal?
Thumbs up. That was like asterisk, thumbs up, asterisk.
All right.
Cal,
so,
why are you saying asterisk?
So,
it's text.
I get the sense that we're going to go into this meeting and wing it.
Now you're starting to understand how I operate.
Okay.
If I'm pretty sure that's how your whole team operate. If we go in a fight, then I say we fight and find the other two ladies, then go in for a fight. Not.
Mm-hmm.
So much confidence in you guys. We're going to have to play as safe as possible.
We did have a... not a... Well, I guess it was a little bit of life and death. We had a very close scuffle with the Cloud Giants from down below, and these are supposed to be monarchs of sorts of Cloud Giants. So, and there's three of them.
Yeah, but we killed a dragon, so...
The dragon killed a dragon. And then I exploded it.
Okay. So, I guess we'll...
Oh, yeah, and then the three Cloud Giant bodyguards. Or, like, the bodyguards for the three Cloud Giant brothers.
Yeah, I'd assume they have bodyguards.
Probably anywhere from 5 to 6 giants total. If not more.
So...
It sounds like we're almost ready then.
Yeah, it sounds like we're almost ready.
So, like tour, and then...
Maybe we ask if there are any other guests in the castle.
You know who does have dispel magic?
And, Jarvis and Cornelius just, like, start dragging these old wooden chests into the thing, and they say, please just go through these. No. You guys are going to get yourself killed.
Look good.
I get the sense you guys are getting a little tired of us.
No, I'm not. We are definitely for your cause. We just want to live to see the success.
All right, so you're going to come with us as manservants?
No, we are not coming. We're actually going to take the ship down to cover your butt for where your family is.
That's probably a good idea.
All right, well.
That leaves you with no transportation out. You will need to figure that out.
Oh, I figured that out.
We improvise.
We wing it.
Literally. Some of us will have wings. It's going to be great.
We're the falling Jaegers, as it was.
Don't you start to.
Start what? I thought the whole point of the
flying
Jaegers was to change the first adjective each time you say it. Is that not the...
No, that's just Johnny's thing.
But isn't he the leader?
Sure.
Anyway.
Somebody write that down.
Go get dressed.
Cornelius,
yeah, what's in the box? What's in the box, DM?
Let's loot the box.
So you open...
Check them for traps.
Yeah.
They're mimics!
You check them for traps.
Trap. Oh, no.
The boxes eat you guys.
The end. Well, that was a good campaign, guys.
Barrels of fun. you open the two chests, and you see a bunch of different outfits, different sizes. It looks all very fine, all royal clothes, because they only transport richer people. There's even some exotic clothes for other creatures besides humans, with holes in the pants and, you know, for people with tails.
So you don't have to take them off every time?
No.
Is there happen to be a wide brim hat of some sort?
Yeah. There's a nice hat inside.
Just fancy on that.
You also see there's like
the pink suits you.
A little, there's like a wooden box inside, an engraved wooden box. And,
what's in the box?
It has a, like, elven engraving on it.
What's in the box?
Do you read an,
I elven? Do.
It says, open when you are sleepy.
I'm gonna pocket that.
Okay.
Solved it.
Can I look through the box and see if there's like a little bow tie for Fluffy?
Yeah, there is. There's vests, dress vests with nice buttons, and you'd probably have to cut something to make it small for Fluffy to pimp him out, but... You
know. No, just a bow tie. He's a classy lad.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll try and put on some type of loose robe and a cloak, and I'm actually going to try and take like a second cloak and tie it around my midsection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Perfect.
Should the slaves have nice apparel? Because if this is the quality of slaves you're giving, should the slaves have apparel?
They could. No, we're not barbarians.
Okay.
Give them some dignity.
And who's taking Garg's sword?
I'll take it.
Okay.
You have any weapons?
I am a weapon.
And that's why you're the second slave. All right.
I thought he was a newt. No, he's a second slave. We went over this.
Yep. I mean.
Yep, I remember now.
I could be whatever you want me to be.
And
don't make it weird.
If things go go south, you immediately cut his rope, I'll immediately cut his.
And okay. I'll run away very fast. I'm squishy.
The guards from the castle are unloading the shipment from the crates now in the docking bay. You'll have a probably 10 to 15 minute gap to get inside before they take the empty container into their cargo hold.
Do you have anything to help you talk?
I'd like a... Hey, don't we have some sort of magic item maybe somebody has?
Imagine you guys saying some bracers and three stones as like a somewhat of an invitation to speak to the brothers.
Yeah, I've got a stone in the bag of holding. I can give that to Johnny. Bracers, I'm not sure what you're talking about, though.
Cal knows he gave it to somebody because he didn't keep those.
I thought we already gave the bracers to somebody.
You gave them to Estella, who left them, along with the staff and the stones.
So they're in the bag of holding.
Okay, well then Johnny has them, and then Cal, I think. No, you have the staff. You have Estella's staff. That's
family heirloom. And for the viewers at home, these bracers do +10 on persuasion.
Yep, +10 to persuasion and diplomatic checks.
That's what it was. Diplomatic.
All right.
I want to hear Garg with that.
Hello, my name is Garg.
Garg, your voice is different.
It's been this the entire time.
Yeah.
That's how he sounds in his mind.
Is that just
a persuasion? Hey, my name is Dutch.
Is that just a persuasion, or can I put that in deception as well?
Diplomacy, too.
There's no diplomacy in 5e.
It's just diplomatic situations.
So if I'm lying...
Yeah.
It's a type of diplomacy.
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is, if I'm diplomatically lying, I get a +23.
Yeah.
I talk real good.
Good. Don't screw it up.
All right.
Well, have you guys got everything you need? You guys need to get going.
I gotta make sure my guns are just preloaded, but safety's on.
Very responsible of you.
Yeah.
There's no safety on peacemakers, by the way.
I know. I just said that to make you guys comfortable.
The round just rolls out because it's packed.
All right. A-game's on. Garg, you have anything last thing to say?
I put the mask over his face.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Got a little frost in there. There you go.
I tried to kick him.
Yeah.
Who?
Whoa,
Zediac or Dutch?
Yes.
The latter. It's like a half-hearted... He does the split to kick either hand.
So
I cast disguise self to look like Lord Gresk.
Good detail.
So I need you guys to roll a stealth check to get into the box.
Oh, we're going in the box. I thought we were just walking in.
No.
All right. It's a group stealth.
It's a terrible idea.
I did because we were going to.
I mean, how?
Cal. Because he's a druid, he can change up his spells per long rest. He did prepare Pass Without Trace, so he's going to cast that.
Oh,
there we go.
Good. You're welcome. Plus 10, I think.
Yeah.
Plus 10 to everyone's stealth roll.
Yep.
I'll say, I'm tied up, so I was still like, thinking what? I do.
What yeah, well, stuff? This is going to help you. The plus 10.
That is
It's a good thing I got that plus 10.
So that is a 22 for Zediac.
Thank God.
It lasts up to an hour.
Okay.
18.
Awesome.
31.
Would have been
28.
8.
31. 19. Would have been 8.
22.
You guys all get into the cargo without being noticed.
Secret
and
agent.
You guys start to hear what would obviously be two giants pulling the empty cargo box back into their cargo hold. You guys wait about 15-20 minutes and you hear the big doors shut closed and you can hear the Zeppelin start to fire its engines back up and prepare to leave dock, and we'll see you next week.
Gulp.
If you'd like to know more, follow us on Facebook or Instagram at the Sleight of Hand Podcast and on Twitter at the Sleight of Hand PC, or write a review on iTunes. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to contact us, our email is thesleightofhandpodcast@gmail.com. All content is created and owned by the Sleight of Hand Podcast. All artwork created for podcasts are illustrated by Deco on Instagram at onebluewolf_AD or www.artstation.com/onebluewolf. Rules as played are based on D&D 5th edition mechanics. Stay rad and happy gaming.